Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
It is Monday, September 26th, and welcome to Feet to the Fire, the new voice of conservative dissent with your host, Sergio Fassa. Let's get right to it. I had a bunch of things I wanted to get to on Friday that I didn't. We call it Friday Follies, insane things in the news. And there was so much, so I'm going to hit a couple other random stories, topics this morning. I mentioned at the end of one of the shows last week the murder of 18-year-old Kaylor Ellingson. Now, this from Breitbart, and I only said it very briefly at the end of the show, so I want to highlight this right now. Do you realize that Shannon Brandt is a 41-year-old, that's a guy, I believe, a 41-year-old accused of murdering 18-year-old Kaylor Ellingson for being a supposed, quote, Republican extremist? He hit him with a car, ran him over with a car, and just last week on Tuesday, he was freed from the Stutsman County Jail in North Dakota. He was released on bail. So the reason this is important is because, as we said last week, Biden has been on his inflammatory rhetoric tour of demagoguery, pitting all Republicans and MAGA supporters as white supremacist extremists. Meanwhile, there's so few white supremacists in the country. I steal this from Rush Limbaugh, the great late Rush Limbaugh. If you're a white supremacist today, in today's day and age in America, you can't even get elected dog catcher. You're fringe kook. And yet we're being told that we're all, the lion's share, the majority of the Republican Party, MAGA supporters, we're all white supremacists, domestic terrorists. And yet they have a crazed liberal actually running a car over and killing a teenager because he's a Republican, and the guy gets released on bail. Do you know what? Charlie Kirk from Turning Point had an incredibly profound and potent Instagram post last week about this. On the right side, he has a picture of Kaylor Ellingson, writes, "Media silence, 18-year-old Republican murdered for supporting Donald Trump." And I would add that the perpetrator has just been released from jail. No media attention. The guy gets out. There's no vilifying of this murderer, crazy Democrat. And on the left side of Charlie Kirk's post, it says, 24/7 media coverage, George Floyd, 46-year-old drug-addicted criminal killed while resisting arrest. And there it is. There's the bias in our country and the absolute hypocrisy. And it brings out the absurdity of Biden and the left running around saying we're all domestic terrorists and extremists when they have, as Charlie Kirk points out, a drug addict criminal who's killed while resisting arrest. He's turned into a hero, and that's used to justify a summer of rioting in 2020 and more. And yet, oh, and also on top of that, you could add another piece to Charlie Kirk's post. Charlottesville, that's what Biden always goes back to. Charlottesville, 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 never ending. White supremacists, Trump supporter. And what they go back to with that was there was a Looney Tune who apparently was a neo-Nazi. I was reading about this on Breitbart, who ran his car into a crowd, injured people, and did kill someone. That's terrible. That's horrible. That's not good. And that should get media coverage, and that should be condemned, and we all condemn it. But my point is, when that happens, that's still now, I don't know when that was, 2018, 2017, 4 years later plus, we're still hearing about Charlottesville, even though we all condemned it, including Trump. Still hearing about it, and yet within days, weeks of this 18-year-old boy being killed by a leftist nut job, we hear nothing about it in the media, and the guy gets out on bail. The inconsistency is startling. And this is why I always say don't believe the hype, because we have to reject this propaganda that we're the extremists and that the left is the party, the self-righteous party, pure and clean as the wind-driven snow, and we're the crazed lunatics. No one on our side ever, ever affirms white supremacist or plowing a crowd of people with a car. And yet, where is their side condemning this guy who murdered this 18-year-old? No, he's out on bail. Okay, other stuff. Time goes by so fast. Did you hear about this from Breitbart? Report: FBI SWAT team raids the home of Catholic pro-life activist as his screaming children watch. That's right. You heard it. The FBI subjected a Catholic pro-life activist's children to a fully armored SWAT raid this week under the order of the Department of Justice. That's Biden's Department of Justice under Attorney General Merrick Garland, who is a traitor and should be arrested, prosecuted, and convicted. Because he targets citizens just like this. This should frighten us. As conservatives, as Christians, as people who stand by the Bill of Rights and the freedom to assemble, the freedom of religion, this should frighten us. Mark Hook was the founder of the Kingsmen. And he would regularly advocate for pro-life outside of an abortion clinic. He was arrested at his rural Pennsylvania home on Friday for allegedly violating the freedom of access to clinic entrances. Hook's wife said that around 25 to 30 fully armored FBI agents stormed their property early Friday morning, just 3 days ago, aiming their rifles as the children screamed in horror. I mean, I don't need to read more of the article. This is where we're at. The argument is that at one of the events when he was outside the clinic protesting, a counter-protester got in the face of his son and was saying, you know, vulgar, expletive-laced comments, something like that, in his 12-year-old son's face. So he defended his son and pushed the guy, or allegedly pushed the guy, or something like that. So because of that, because of an altercation at a otherwise peaceful pro-life demonstration outside an abortion clinic, because of that, because you're a pro-life activist, the FBI can show up with 30 agents and rifles and haul you off in front of your family, cuffed at gunpoint. I mean, even if the guy, I'm not saying we should get aggressive with protesters or counter-protesters or anything like that, but even if he did, really? You need a SWAT team with rifles? This is our country right now. We should be fearful of what is going on and the advance of tyranny. And then, is there enough time to get to this? Fact check: Stacey Abrams. This is from the Daily Signal. Stacey Abrams, who's the wacko leftist running for governor in Georgia. She was the one who helped throw the Georgia election illegally on behalf of Biden in 2020. Also helped both Senate races in Georgia get illegally thrown for the Democrats in early January 2021. She is one of the leading crazy liberal voices in the country, always playing the race card. She says there is no such thing as a heartbeat in a fetus at 6 weeks. It was invented by the patriarchy using sonograms. That's right. Let me give you her quote. There is no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body. Unbelievable. I want to give some commentary on this tomorrow and some other items like justice roll down like water, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. I don't know what to say. The leftists are kooks.